I'm currently at the most visited pilgrimage place in the entire world. In this video, I'm going to share with you some of the miraculous facts about the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which science still to this day cannot explain. I'm also going to share with you some of the miraculous hidden meanings within the Tilma. First, I'm going to tell you a little bit of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In the 15th century, the Aztec Empire in modern-day Mexico was a blood-soaked empire. They sacrificed their children, their wives, orphans, widows, and strangers, and any slave they could find. The priests would even eat the hearts of their victims, and sometimes clothe themselves with their skin. This was the world that the Spaniards came to in the 1520s, and they tried to bring the message of Christianity, but to little effect. People weren't converting, because these two cultures were an infinity apart. And it was to this very culture that the Virgin of Guadalupe came, not with fire and brimstone, not with anger and justice, but with mercy, with a message of repentance and of love. And she revealed herself as the mother of all peoples, uniting them in her. And she taught us that we have one common Father, who is God, who is in heaven. And she brought this message to an Indian named Juan Diego, who was recently converted to Christianity. And Our Lady asked Juan Diego to have a temple and a shrine built there in her honor. So Saint Juan Diego, a humble Indian farmer with no education, went to the bishop and he asked that a church be built there in Mary's honor. But the bishop, understandably, didn't believe Juan Diego, so he sent him away. Mary appeared to Juan Diego again, and she admonished him, saying that she didn't make a mistake in choosing a humble farmer, but that he needs to go forward in confidence because she is with him. And she revealed herself to him as the mother of the author of life, the mother of the one true living God. And so Juan Diego went back to the bishop, and the bishop still didn't believe him, but he asked for a sign. And he said that if this is really from God, God will provide the sign. So then Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego again, and she asked him to go to the top of Tepeyac Hill. It was the middle of winter, and he found beautiful Castilian roses, which are not native to that area. And he picked the roses and put them in his cloak, and Mary rearranged them for him, and she sent him to the bishop. When Juan Diego got to the bishop, he unfurled his tilma, and out flowed these Castilian roses, and the miraculous image of the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared. And 500 years later, this very same image is held in the Basilica right behind me. It's become a place of refuge and of strength and of healing for millions. And now I want to take you through miraculous facts that science can't explain and the symbolism behind the Tilma, which reveals the depths of God's love for us. First, let's start with the material of the cloak, which is weaved from dried agave cactus. This sort of material usually decomposes within 15 to 30 years. However, it remains in perfect condition 500 years later. No other agave material from the 16th century exists today. According to art conservators, the material has not only no serious defects, but also shows no signs of aging. In 1921, a communist terrorist placed a bouquet of flowers at the foot of the altar where the Tilma was being housed. Inside the flowers were over 20 sticks of dynamite, which exploded and destroyed the marble altar, the communion rail, and shattered the church windows, and even shattered the windows of neighboring buildings. But the image, which was framed behind a single glass pane, remained completely untouched. Under the image was a large brass crucifix, which was bent completely backwards by the explosion. I was able to see the bent crucifix, which was on display at the Basilica. Consider the meaning behind this. Our Lord allowed himself to be bent by the force of the explosion, protecting the image of his mother. The image and the glass case of the Tilma were perfectly intact, and no one in the church was hurt. For the first 115 years, the image was kept outside and without any sort of protective glass, subject to soot, candle wax, rain, incense, and thousands of people touching it. In 1785, a scientist accidentally spilled nitric acid on the image, which should have eaten completely through the material. In the 20th century, a Nobel Prize winner for chemistry, Dr. Richard Kuhn, examined fibers from the tilma, trying to discover the origin of the colors. He concluded that the pigments, which he thought was paint, was made of no known animal, mineral, or synthetic chemical. And still to this day, it is inconclusive of what those colors are actually made from. Over the past 100 years, more than 20 ophthalmologists, including a couple of atheists, have investigated Mary's eyes. They all confirmed that when looking through an ophthalmoscope, her eyes reflect light in the exact three-dimensional proportions of a spherical human eye. The same results have been found every single time since it's been examined by experts. But this is where it really gets crazy. Dr. Tonsman said, though the dimensions are microscopic, the iris and the pupils of the image's eyes have imprinted on them a highly detailed picture that includes at least 13 people. He said the same people are present in both the left and the right eyes, but in different proportions, just as would happen with real human eyes as they reflect the objects that are before them. And he discovered a scene, imperceptible to the naked eye, the exact scene at the moment when Juan Diego lowered his tilma and roses flowed forth onto the bishop's floor. But the scene is from the perspective of Mary as she is on the tilma today. They identified 13 people present in the scene, from the bishop to an unidentified family. It's no accident that we have now discovered, in the new age, in the new era, Mary's message that she keeps before her eyes not only the hierarchy of the church, but the human family, each one of our families. Dr. Philip Callahan, a NASA scientist and University of Florida professor, studied the image with infrared rays and found that there is no trace of paint on the original image and that the fabric has never been treated with any kind of technique to preserve the material. Dr. Tonsman noted that Professor Callahan showed how the image slightly changes colors as it's viewed from different angles, a phenomenon known as iridescence. Dr. Callahan also noted that infrared imaging revealed no brush strokes on the image, but that the image appears to have been imprinted with a single act, a single stroke. He also discovered a phenomenon often found in nature called diffraction. Because Mary's face appears white when you're up close, but olive at a distance. A phenomenon that scientists find, for example, on the surfaces of birds and butterflies when their color changes depending on your viewing angle. Dr. Carlos Fernandez del Castillo, a gynecologist, also determined that based on Mary's physical dimensions, her approximate delivery date was December 25th, Christmas. I have seen this image in person, and I am telling you, there is an almost magnetic force that pulls you towards her. It has drawn hundreds of millions of people from across the world for the past 5 centuries. Using the computer program called Redshift 7, astronomers and scientists discovered that the arrangement of the stars on Mary's mantle is the exact arrangement of the constellations above Mexico City on December 12, 1531, the day she appeared. According to the oldest historical document on the Guadalupe apparitions, it's believed Juan Diego unfurled his tilma at exactly 6:45 in the morning. What's interesting is the stars are not geocentric, that is, from the perspective of the Earth. Rather, they're heliocentric, from the perspective of the sun. Mary's head is also tilted at 23.5 degrees, which is the precise angle of the Earth as it orbits the sun. We can also see here Mary's humility. She bows her head in humility and submission to God, just as the Earth inclines itself in dependence upon the sun. But that's not all. Mary appeared and gave the miraculous image on the winter solstice, the darkest day of the year, the day after which the sun starts to shine brighter and longer. It's like she was saying, this is the beginning of a new era. Where my children have lived in darkness, I come to announce the rising of the Son of Justice, my immaculate and divine Son, Jesus Christ. Have hope, because brighter and longer days await you. Interestingly, the constellation surrounding Mary's head is the Corona constellation. Corona means crown. And she came revealing herself as the Queen of Heaven. The constellation Leo is directly on her womb. Leo means lion, the son in her womb is the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. And the Virgo constellation, which means virgin, appears directly above her heart because she has a pure virginal heart. Professor Ojeda Lanes also discovered the Fibonacci sequence, a geometric arrangement with perfect proportions, which is found all throughout nature. He also discovered Kepler's triangle in the image of Guadalupe. That is, the presence of the golden ratio directly over her womb. The golden ratio has been used by artists and architects to build perfectly proportionate structures for centuries. Inspired by the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras of Pythagorean theory fame, Professor Ojeda noticed there were geometric, astronomic, and arithmetic elements throughout the image. But notably absent was any element of music. So Professor Ojeda mathematically divided the tilma along its single vertical seam. He then applied staff musical system over the image, changing the stars and the flowers into musical notes, exactly as they appear on the image. What he found is shocking. When he turned the stars and flowers into notes, it created a perfect musical harmony. It's believed Juan Diego revealed the tilma at exactly 6:45 a.m. on December 12, 1531. The professor changed the alignment of the stars to 5 minutes earlier and 5 minutes later. And when he did that, completely discordant sounds were made. It is only the alignment of the stars at that exact moment, as portrayed on the cloak, that makes a perfect melody. Juan Diego said he heard the most beautiful music when Mary appeared to him. Was this the song he was hearing? We don't know. But we do know there's no logical explanation for how a perfect melody has hidden itself on Mary's image. In the late 1980s, Father Mario Rojas Sanchez applied a topological map of Mexico City over the image of Guadalupe, with the Queenquix flower over Mary's womb as the placement of Tepeyac Hill, where she first appeared. Father Rojas discovered that the arrangement of flowers and stars on the image correspond with various volcanoes, rivers, and hills throughout the area. I now want to shift our focus a little bit. We've focused so far on the scientific mysteries which Our Lady has been trying to reveal to the 21st century. But for the people who first received the tilma, there are two entirely different messages. Hidden on the tilma are two codexes. They're like puzzles. One which was clearly intelligible to the Aztec people of the time, and another which was clearly intelligible to the Spanish Christians of the time. But they both exist in perfect harmony in this one image. Mary came to unite these two peoples, peoples who were at war with each other. And she united them not with the conquest of war, but with the conquest of love. I will quickly take you through some of the symbolism that both groups would have immediately recognized. First, and maybe most significantly, Mary appeared as what was called a mestiza, a mixed child of Spanish and Aztec parents. Mestizos were the lowest class of people at the time. They were considered untouchables, and they were scorned by all. Yet this is exactly how the Mother of God chose to appear. Our Lord said in Scripture, "What you do to the least of mine, you have done to me." Mary appeared as the least of the children of God, so that she could unite and share the true message of the gospel, that we are all called by the same Father in heaven to be his children and to live as one family, united in love. Mary told Juan Diego that her joy was to be the mother of all peoples, and to all who love her, trust her, and call upon her name, she would show herself to be the most loving and tender of all mothers. Just as God and man became one, so two civilizations that seemed an infinity apart were united in one mestiza woman. Let's look at the color of Our Lady's mantle. She has a blue-green tone, which for the Aztec culture was reserved only for royalty. So when the Aztecs saw that, they knew that this woman was of royal descent. But for the Christian, they saw the blue as the star of the sea, as the woman who for so many centuries had comforted Christians with her maternal and loving gaze. Her posture. You see that Mary is at prayer. Why? Because there is one who is greater than her. And so she's revealing herself in a spirit and in a posture of submission and humility, which showed both the Aztecs and the Christians that there is one greater than her. Mary also appeared standing in front of the sun and upon the moon. The Aztecs worshiped the sun and the moon. So by showing this, Our Lady was saying she is greater than the sun gods and the moon gods whom they worshiped. Whereas the Christians saw that Our Lady was clothed with the sun with a crown of stars around her head and the moon at her feet, just like the book of Revelation. The original Indian word that Our Lady used to describe herself as Guadalupe was interpreted in two different ways. Our Lady revealed herself as the Virgin of Guadalupe, which was a native word in Aztec that meant the one who crushes the serpent. But to the Spaniards, they heard it and understood it as the place where she had once appeared and a shrine had been built in her honor in Spain. The ermine lining symbolized Mary's royalty and purity. The black cincture that she's wearing indicates to the Aztecs that she is pregnant. And also the way that her hair was parted was a direct sign to the Aztecs that she was a virgin. There's also a four-petal jasmine flower called the Quinquex flower, which is in the shape of a cross over her womb. This is what the Aztecs called the solar flower, and it was an Aztec symbol for divinity and the center of the cosmic order. The significance of this is stunning, that right over her womb, she was showing to the Aztec people that the center of the cosmos was here. Our Lady is also adorned with other four-petaled flowers with leaves that symbolized the fifth age for the Aztecs. And the fifth age was supposed to be the age of peace. So by Our Lady being clothed with these flowers, she was telling the Aztec people that the new era of peace had begun. The magnolia heart flower symbolized the human hearts that the Aztecs had sacrificed to their gods. And yet Our Lady came for new kinds of hearts, to turn our stony hearts into living hearts, from earthly corruption into divine immortality. Our Lady's hands are in a posture where she's pointing to the cross on her brooch. And the brooch was a clear sign to the Spaniards and the Spanish missionaries, a cross that showed that they were Christians and followers of our Lord. Maybe the most striking part of this image of Guadalupe are the eyes of Our Lady, because they're eyes that are universally understood by any people across any time. These are eyes of mercy. These are eyes of compassion and of love and of forgiveness. These are not the eyes of a woman who has come to destroy the world for their sins. These are the eyes of a woman in whom there is nothing harsh, there is nothing fierce, and there is nothing frightening. She came to reveal herself to Juan Diego as a refuge for all sinners through all generations. And this is clearly understood by anyone who looks upon her image. We also see at her feet, there's an angel holding her mantle with one hand and her robe with the other, showing her son is both from heaven and earth. And the angel has the wings of an eagle, which the Aztecs believed could approach God closer than any other creature. And yet this angel is at her feet, which they understood this woman is even more powerful than the greatest of all creation, which can approach the living God. Why all of these miracles? Why all of these scientific phenomena and these hidden codexes on this 500-year-old image? Because Our Lady is trying to tell the world today what she was trying to tell the world of Juan Diego in 1531. I leave you now with Our Lady's words to Juan Diego, and which she wants to repeat to us at this very moment. That I am the ever-Virgin Mary, mother of the true God, who is the author of life, the creator of all things, the Lord of heaven and earth, present everywhere. And it is my wish that here there be raised to me a temple in which, as a loving mother to thee and those like thee, I shall show my tender clemency and the compassion I have for the natives and for all of those who love and seek me, for all who implore my protection, who call on me in their labors and afflictions, and in which I shall hear their weeping and their supplications, that I may give them consolation and relief, that my will may have its effect. Thou must go to the city of Mexico and to the palace of the bishop who resides there, to tell him that I have sent thee, and that I wish a temple to be raised to me in this place. Thou shalt report what thou hast seen and heard, and be assured and that I will repay what you do for me in the charge I give you, for I will make you great and renowned. Now you have heard, my son, my wish. Go in peace, employ all of your strength and all you are able to do. Listen and let it penetrate your heart, my dear little son. Do not be troubled or weighed down with grief. Do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. Am I not here, who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need? Thank you so much for watching this video. If you'd like to learn more about Our Lady of Guadalupe in this miraculous image, check the description below for links. May our Lord bless you, Our Lady keep you, and Viva la Virgen of Guadalupe.